So you're listening to The Health Report, I'm Norman Swan. Now, the next story is an interesting one because it's about stuff we've covered before, about pancreatic cancer and targeted therapy, really important. And Australia's had a revolutionary trial in this area, trying to pick patients who might have genetic abnormalities and tailoring the therapy to them. And the trial failed. But it failed in an interesting way, and we don't often talk about failures on The Health Report, but we've got a lot to learn from this because it's about the promise that targeted medicine offers. And with me in the studio is Lorraine Chantrill, who is a medical oncologist in southwest Sydney at the MacArthur Cancer Centre and also at the Garvan and Kinghorn Institutes, a pancreatic cancer researcher. So Lorraine, you know, this is your big moment to talk to talk about a failure.
Yeah, thank you, Norman, and I hope that it will be a success eventually. But you're right, if we measure our success by the number of patients whose treatment has been changed by our research, then at the moment we're failing. But what
we tell us about the trial.
The trial started out to try to make use of some of the genomic information that we were gaining during the big cancer sequencing project that Australia was involved with pancreatic cancer. And we had hoped that we could use that information to inform the treatment for people whose cancer recurred or became metastatic. Before it did, we hoped we had the results and we'd be able to change their treatment.
So you'd sequenced the tumours in these people,
right,
looking for genetic abnormalities, yes, that you could treat.
And these were tumours that at the time were considered curable and operable. But we know that unfortunately in pancreatic cancer, the vast majority of patients recur even when they've had what was intended to be a curative operation. So we were hoping to use that information gained from their primary tumour to inform treatment if and when they develop advanced disease.
So tailored treatment for their genetic situation.
Right, exactly. But unfortunately, just the way things worked, by the time we had our trial open and running at sites in Sydney, most of the patients for whom we had sequenced data were already either deceased or they were probably cured of their disease because they hadn't recurred after quite a few years. So we had to think again, and really the demand was coming from people who present to the cancer clinic with advanced pancreas cancer. Those were the people who really wanted some new and different treatment, and we really wanted to offer this targeted treatment to those people. So what we did is we changed our study and we decided to try to test biopsy material from people who already had advanced pancreas cancer. And that's actually quite a difficult thing to do because it means doing our analysis very quickly. Because as you know, pancreas cancer, when it's advanced, is a very fast-moving disease and people get sick quickly and unfortunately die usually within months.
You want this to be in the time frame of a blood test.
Exactly. But at the moment, our average time to deliver the results from the moment the patient consents to screening is still 23 days.
23 days?
Yeah.
But you've got this massive machine at the Garvan that can,
yes,
chew this away at a great rate.
But what we've learned is it's not the time taken for the technology to do the analysis. It's the time taken to get the biological specimens to our lab that is the most difficult time to control. Sometimes that piece isn't enough, or we've had to get tissue from laboratories some distance away because we have offered this screening to patients all over the country. So at times it's taken us almost a week just to get the tissue to the lab.
So by the time you're ready to recruit a person to a trial, it's almost too late.
Yes, so which is why we've changed the way our trial works now, and we're allowing people to begin treatment while they're waiting for our results. So no longer are
non-targeted treatment.
Right. So no longer are we asking them to wait for the results before we initiate treatment. We're saying, okay, go ahead and have the first cycle of standard therapy, and we hope to deliver the results of your analysis within a 28-day time frame, which is the time that it takes to have one cycle of standard therapy. And then if there is a target there, you could then start the targeted treatment from cycle two, as it were.
And you're not randomizing?
No, so that's another new thing we've done.
The benchmark here is a randomized clinical trial, which is best therapy against the new therapy.
That's right, Norman, and that is the paradigm on which most oncology trials work. But we found that that was not palatable for people with pancreas cancer. They did not want to have to possibly get the standard therapy. If they were going to be screened for a targeted treatment and indeed had an eligible target, they wanted to make sure that they could get that treatment.
But of course, tragically with pancreatic cancer, you'll know quite quickly, you don't need to randomize for pancreatic cancer because so many people regrettably die of this. And if you increase survival, you'll know very quickly.
Yes, we hope so. And indeed, you're right. There are new ways of doing things where perhaps we could compare with control patients who are having non-targeted treatment at the same time with the same level of cancer. But as you know, it's never perfect to compare that way.
The fascinating thing then with this study, it's called the IMPACT trial, is which held up so much promise, is that what you've discovered is that it's fine to have the promise of personalised medicine and personalised care, but unless you get the supply chain right, the logistics right, I mean, it's almost like running Woolies, you've actually got to have this running like a factory process, delivering outcomes in a very timely way, efficiently. Otherwise, the logistics defeat you.
Absolutely. And I think if we do one thing, it's to teach people the ways in which you can do this. And we're still hoping that we can actually do this properly, having learned all of these things.
You're just off the bus from the United States, where you presented this, which must have been unique in a cancer conference to present a trial that didn't work. Was anybody else willing to be as honest as you were at the meeting?
Yes, look, I think other places are having similar problems. I think the problems in pancreas cancer are so much more difficult because of the time course of disease. But yes, I think others are encountering similar issues. I don't think we are alone. And we are, I think, really at the forefront of trying to do this in the clinic.
So the tumours here that have this sort of short time frame are lung cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer.
Exactly.
Other cancers like breast, you may actually have a little bit of time to play
with.
Yes,
and you know, the melanoma is a good example of a disease which has enjoyed targeted treatment and it's been very successful. But you could argue that maybe access to tissue in melanoma is much more straightforward than in something like pancreas cancer.
Could you take a biopsy from the skin rather than deep inside the body and trying to aim a needle at it?
Exactly, and we don't feel comfortable in pancreas cancer, asking patients to have additional procedures which might be risky and delay their treatment further. It's difficult.
So, Lorraine Chantrell, you'll come back and talk to us about IMPACT 3 or 4
I will,
or
I will
5?
I will report the successes of it, I hope, Norman. Yes.
And whether you're asking Woolworths to do the trucking for you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Norman.
Medical oncologist Dr. Lorraine Chantrell. I'm Norman Swan. Next week on the Health Report, has the glycemic index hit the brick wall? And the people who are obese at a BMI that some would say is thin.